Simon & Schuster Audio presents
A Study in Murder by Robert Ryan. Read by Richard Burnip. Author's Note. During the course of A Study in Murder, Major Watson alludes to a story he is writing. For reference, the complete tale, The Girl and the Gold Watches, is recorded as an appendix. Prologue. Harzgrund POW Camp, Germany. Sometimes the dead talked too much. It was a babble of voices when they broke through, many tongues, all tripping over each other as they tried to make themselves heard. Which meant, of course, that none could be understood. Not by a small, insignificant conduit still imprisoned in a mortal body. The noise reminded him of the howling Atlantic gale that did for the Neuronic, out of Liverpool, en route to New York, killing all 74 aboard, including his father. It was his dad who had first come back to him, when he had just turned 6, to inform his son that he had the gift, and that he could act as an opening to the domain of the dead. But latterly that opening had become clogged and chaotic. It was, he supposed, due to the sheer volume of the newly parted being released each day. He often imagined the entrance to the afterlife, a long line of silvery souls stretching into a far distance, waiting their turn to be admitted. Battalions of them. Many would still be baffled, disoriented, not wanting to accept that they had taken the step over the threshold and would never have to face the privations and torment of war again. Death, though, once you embraced it, was the ultimate freedom. Of that he was certain. He didn't pity the dead. Sometimes he envied them. He found that total isolation from his surroundings improved his chances of a successful contact. So, with the room lit by just one candle, he had taken to wearing a black hood fashioned by one of the orderlies from thick silk. Where the man got it, heaven alone knew, but the touch of the material on his skin soothed him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?